Psalm 127. Unless the Lord builds the house, and I think it's talking about the temple, they labour in vain that build it. Except the Lord keeps the city, the watchman wakes only in vain. It is vain for you to rise up early, to sit up late, to eat the bread of sorrows, for so he gives his beloved sleep. So I think this could be relevant to when the Jews returned from Babylon to rebuild the temple under Ezra and Nehemiah. You remember they had all sorts of problems. They had to work so hard. And yet, unless God actually built the house, built the temple, all their work was in vain. In Nehemiah's time, they had watchmen who were there making sure the wall that they'd built didn't get pulled down, etc. But in the end, it was God who kept the city. And so it is with every endeavor in human life, that unless we're going to let God work through us, we will not really get very far in our own strength. Children are an inheritance of the Lord, and the fruit of the womb is his reward. As arrows are in the hand of a mighty man, so are the children of youth. Happy is the man that has his quiver full of them. They shall not be ashamed, but they will speak with the enemies in the gate. Well, Abraham's seed were to rule in the gate of their enemies. So the greatest blessing is that you have children who become the seed of Abraham, and they're like arrows. They're going to go further than you. They're probably going to go on living after you die, and they're going to do things for God that are beyond what you could do. And that is the great hope and blessing that there is in having children who believe.